Tonight is the last time Dan Rather will sit in the anchor chair at the CBS Evening News. He's leaving after 24 years on the job and will become a reporter for 60 Minutes on Wednesday. CBS executives have been searching for Rather's replacement, but Slate's Jack Schaefer says they should concentrate on something else, like revamping the entire idea of the Evening News. And Jack joins us now. And Jack, much has been made of the fact that Dan Rather's newscast has been in third place for many years, but you write that it's not really Dan's fault that CBS is lagging.
No, not really. The network broadcasts, all three of the network broadcasts have declined precipitously since 1980. In 1980, 75% of televisions in use during the dinner hour were airing one of the evening news broadcasts. And in 2003, that number was down to 40%. So the networks, all the networks have lost huge amounts of audience. It's just that Dan is the perennial third place contestant.
But CBS executives also failed to do what other networks did, such as invest in a cable news channel.
Exactly. And they also took a real hit from Rupert Murdoch. When he started the Fox network back in 1994, he cherry-picked eight stations, affiliated stations from CBS in big markets like Detroit, Atlanta, Milwaukee. And the CBS Evening News ended up broadcasting on UHF stations that people couldn't find. So they took a hit there. And another thing is that CBS didn't bid Fox bid away NFL football. And it weakened all the affiliates. It weakened the whole profile. At the same time, the owner of CBS, Lawrence Tisch, was cutting the budget of CBS News. So all of these things contributed to the decline.
And you have some pretty radical ideas to shake up the old format. Can you give us a sense of what you would do if you were running the CBS Evening News?
Yeah, and I'll take the job if they offer it to me. CBS should worry less about who anchors its evening news ship than what the ship looks like. I think any one of the talking heads with nice hair will do as an anchor. But what they should do is they should set themselves apart and make themselves a different kind of network. And they should really serve the way that people live today. If you go back to the heyday of the evening news, mom stayed at home, probably. Dad had a short commute. There were fewer other media choices for people to stay updated with the news. There was very little talk radio. The internet had yet to come around. Cable was not a real presence. And so what CBS needs to do is target a kind of audience that it wants to attract. And I would say that they should go after a hard news audience, people who are avid news and loyal news consumers. Another thing I would do is reduce the number of commercials. There can be up to 8 minutes of commercials in a 30-minute broadcast, which really makes the program too short, too frequently interrupted for it to be effective. I'd swing a deal with CNN or one of the other cable outfits to rebroadcast a refreshed version of the CBS Evening News at the 10 p.m. slot, when many more people, they put their kids to bed, they're maybe home from their four-hour commute from their downtown office. I'd also have CBS partner with some premier daily newspaper. So in that 10 o'clock broadcast, there could be a preview. If they partnered with the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal, there could be a preview of tomorrow's news today. And the whole idea of TiVo and all these other technologies, podcasting and whatnot, have destroyed the concept of appointment viewing. Viewers really don't want to sit around and watch their watches and tune into the broadcast when the broadcasters broadcast it. So I think that CBS should respond by putting its broadcast wherever people want to retrieve it. They could put it on the web. They could stream it. They could video podcast it, even make it available on some of these newfangled telephones that take video downloads.
And do you see any indication that CBS executives or executives at the other networks are actually thinking along the lines that you suggest?
We see a little evidence. If you go to the CBS News website, you can get bits and pieces of the evening broadcast a couple of hours after they put it up, but you don't really have control over it. You can't fast forward or reverse. It's kind of crippled. But I think that, sooner or later, what one of the broadcasters has to do is be really inventive and break out. I think what they need to do is ask themselves the question, what would Rupert Murdoch do? Not necessarily subscribe to his news values, but be as imaginative and creative in delivering the news as Rupert Murdoch has been.
Opinion and analysis from Jack Schaefer, who writes the Press Box column for Slate. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.